Could I suggest a way to put
Please,
it in there?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit different, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have, the election committee recommends the P&B engage the services of ESC to administer upcoming elections with the proviso there are items which need to be vigorously negotiated, including but not limited to, and then we have the three that we just voted on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could say, additionally, the contract, since our elections run, since we have staggered elections, so that every third year there is no election, we recommend that the contract be clarified as to what is meant by 3 years. Is this
Perfect.
Two elections?
I'm sorry, I didn't come up with that language initially.
Well, may I put myself on the stack? I think
so as far as I'm concerned,
language
that's
is very simple.
This is Harrison, and I wish to say that language is what I hope is the most is the amendment on the floor.
You'll accept that.
Okay,
all
so
right,
we'll
let's rephrase that and vote on it quickly, if we may. Mary, would you want to read it one more time?
I'm going to try. I just said it, you know. I can't type like some of you guys.
It's hard to type with one hand, too.
The ESC recommends...
You began additionally...
Excuse me.
Election.
Since we have staggered elections, which run every year... What did
so
I just say? We have staggered elections so that every third year there is no election. We urge that we recommend that the board, the P&B, clarify what is meant in the contract by 3 years. Is this two elections or three elections? That's what
or,
I said.
Or can you maybe change it just a bit so that
you
say that the P&B clarifies that by 3 years. We mean three elections, not three calendar years.
Three election years, you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
No.
That by 3 years, which I think is the language in the contract.
Right, and then you mean that
three
it's
election,
three election
not
years,
three
not
calendar
calendar
years.
That's a good way of putting it.
All right, that looks pretty good.
Let's
not tinker with that any further.
Okay, where would it go now? I've got additionally, since our elections are staggered.
Well, I'm having a little bit of problem with that because I'd like to leave the option open for the negotiators to, have the terms of the contract be negotiable.
Well, what...
Are we closing that off?
No, we're just saying...
Why would we want to pay for 3 years if it's two elections?
We might want to have it be two years,
two elections.
Sure, but we're only asking
for clarification. We're not committing to paying or not paying.
We're just asking,
mm-hmm.
Are the years election years or calendar years?
Correct.
Okay.
Can we move to a vote on that now?
No election.
I have a point of inquiry.
Yeah.
I have serious concerns about, again, and I know everyone seemed really comfortable about leaving the language very loose, but the whole idea about opting out, I think that if we're, and it seems that the people here are interested in switching vendors, I'm not sure that that's the best course of action for us, but assuming this passes, why would we lock ourselves into a multi-year contract with someone? We have no idea how they're actually going to perform. Everything may look grand on paper.
I don't think this locks us into anything.
No, we don't have to. We can opt out. That's what the opt-out is for.
Right,
they're offering
the language around the opt-out date is very, very loose. There's no specificity. We have no idea what will be happening. I mean, what if they decide they want to set an opt-out date for December, as was initially suggested? Who's in a position to review the selection?
I think we've already voted on that and discussed it. I say that the consideration of the viability was deliberately left open and vague.
A lot of right, and I'm surprised that although everyone seems to always want everything really locked down tight, this they want really, really vague.
Well, that's a different motion. Maybe we can address that after we vote on this one. I'd like to move on this motion, and then if you want to propose another amendment to something we voted on an hour ago, you may do that. But can we vote on this, please? And can whoever is scraping pots and pans, could you please put yourself on mute? Thank you. Mary, why don't you call the roll on this?
Well, let me read it again, okay?
Yes.
This is what I have. Additionally, since our elections... Since our elections are staggered with no election every third year, does the term years in the multi-year option on page 10 refer to calendar years or election years? That's what I've written.
Okay, fair enough.
Will that language do?
That's
I'm very happy.
Any objections
with that.
To that? That's fine.
Okay,
right.
And here we go.
I can live with it.
Oh, you can live with it. God. Well, not if we don't get clean water. No,
well, whoever is scraping pots and pans, stop. It's driving me bad.
Somebody. That's okay. It'll clear up.
Okay.
It's not the
guilty
final
as charged, but I tell you what, I'm going to have to go because I'm afraid it's getting late.
Okay, wait. Just vote on this, and then you can go.
Okay.
Okay. Now. Okay. Mary Berg, I vote yes. Carolyn?
Yes.
Terry? Oh, he's had to leave. Patty? I'll come back to Patty. She's muted, I bet. Melinda?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Serene? I'll come back to her.
Carol Wolf?
Here's
Ted.
Who? You didn't ask Carol? Carol Wolf?
Well, I haven't come to her yet. Ted?
Oh, okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Patty's here. Patty says yes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Patty. Ted?
Yes.
Laverne?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes, and now I have to leave the call.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, okay, good night.
Night.
Good night.
Harrison?
Yes.
Don? I wrote it like, I can't read it.
Don White is back. I'm sorry, I had a little minor emergency. Are we voting now?
We're voting on an amendment.
We're voting on an addition to the main motion.
Well, yeah, that has to do with years or elections.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm voting yes.
Okay. And Deb?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone's here. It was it's unanimous. Passes okay. Unanimously. There's nobody. Oh, Serene, wait. Did you come back? Are you there, Serene?
Yes and yes.
Okay, so it's unanimous.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we add that.
Now I'm going to ask if we can, it's 10:54, can we move to a vote on the proposal as amended?
Let's do.
Let's
many
do.
Motions.
Okay.
Hear, hear, they say in England.
Thank you.
Does it all need to be read again?
The entire proposal? I should think not, no.
No.
I think we have it by heart by
I
now.
I think we have it, yeah.
I think it should be read. I'm requesting that it be read again, please.
Okay. Let's see. The Election Committee recommends that the PNB engage the services of ESC to administer our upcoming elections with the proviso that there are items which need to be rigorously negotiated, including but not limited to 1. Consideration of the upfront payment amount. 2. Consideration of the viability of the vendor's proposed opt-out date. 3. Consideration of the extent to which Pacifica should pay for enhancements of the vendor's proprietary software versus the extent to which the cost of this development should be absorbed by the vendor. Additionally, since we have staggered elections with no election every third year, does the term years in the multi-year option on page 10 refer to calendar years or election years? That's the whole Monday. Full.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, let's move.
I have an amendment. I'm sorry.
Oops. Well, We're doing so well there. What's your...
If you're sorry, don't do it. Otherwise, don't say you're sorry.
No, no, I can vote for this with this amendment. I move that the PNB, assuming they pass it, they first refer this proposal to either Lonnie Hicks or Greg Guma, so that they can compare it with the other proposal. I've forgotten the names of the two firms right now.
Well, that's okay.
And should they determine that the proposal from ESC is inferior to True Ballot, they refer that recommendation back to this committee.
Ted, I'm going to rule that as dilatory, because that is management's job in any event, and I think that by telling them that they have to do what in fact they're obliged to do, which is to consider the proposal seriously, we would be really overstepping. So I'm going to rule that out of order.
I will appeal your decision.
Okay.
I will appeal your decision.
Can we bring it to a vote?
Not without debate.
Just vote.
Go right to a vote, Mary, please.
No.
Sorry,
I'm appealing, and I have the right to debate the my appeal of the ruling of the chair.
So,
in fact, you
speak. Go ahead.
Okay. If the national board doesn't know that we have compared ESC to True Ballot, and if both proposals are not forwarded on to the national board and to management, then all Lonnie and Greg are going to have in front of them is the ESC proposal. I want to guarantee that they have both proposals in front of them. I don't think your assumption, your statement that's management's job. How are they going to know that there's a True Ballot proposal and what the contents of it are? All we're doing is forwarding on the ESC proposal as it stands right now. I think that my motion is appropriate, it's in order, and it's the only way we guarantee that the True Ballot proposal is something that is seen by Lonnie and Greg.
Point of order?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to turn both proposals over to them. In any case, they're going to have both proposals. We're not keeping one by the wayside.
There's nothing in this.
Well, we don't have to do that. I mean, if you want that to happen, you can stipulate, you can make a motion that we're going to turn over both proposals, but that's the procedure anyway.
That is exactly what I am.
We are recommending the one, so both are going there. That's where they are going to go.
Point of information, would you
can we just move then?
Would you not want to send this in a minority report and send it yourself if you don't trust the committee to send both along?
Well, no. No, if Ted's only concerned about that, then may I just suggest a much simpler thing? If you're afraid that it won't happen without being spelled out, then just make a motion. You move that both proposals would be forwarded to the PNB and to the management. That's all.
Will you accept that as a substitute?
That essentially was what I thought I was saying there, and the chair ruled it out of order. I don't know of anything in this resolution that says that the True Ballot proposal is going to be forwarded to the national board or to management.
Do you know anything in there that does not say that?
It isn't in there.
It's assumed. If you do not trust the committee to forward it, make a motion that we forward both of them.
Yeah.
Alternatively, you can turn in a minority report
to
the board.
Let's not do all that.
One or the other. But I think your motion is micromanaging, if we would.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I thought my motion to appeal the decision of the chair was based on the fact that my initial amendment was essentially what you are saying. So for you to rule my motion as out of order when now you're recommending that I essentially do what I did should make you want to withdraw your ruling in the first place.
I ruled it out of order because it directed CFO and the ED to do other things which were not in our purview. And I'm going to let that stand. If you'd like to rule it, then we need to vote on your move to uphold the ruling of the chair. And Mary, would you call the vote on that?
I will withdraw my appeal, but I want some language that guarantees that both proposals will be available to the CFO.
That's totally out of order, Ted. You can't. That's extortion. You can't say, I'll do this if you do this. Sorry.
I have a point of order.
Point of order. I think we should go to a vote on his appeal.
I'm going to rule it out of order. If you insist on voting on a vote to uphold the ruling of the chair, may we move to that very quickly because it's getting very late. And everybody, especially me, is getting rather short-tempered.
Point of
Mary?
I had a point of order. Ted's motion has to wait. We have a main motion. He is not substituting for it, amending it. It's a different motion. So let's vote on our one motion. Then Ted brings a motion that says he moves that both proposals be forwarded to the P&B and the management. He makes that after we vote on the one motion because we're not going to pack all the language in one motion.
Point of order. It appears to me the chair has been usurped by other members of the committee. The chair ought to be ruling and carrying on this appeal to a vote. It seems though others are assuming the chair's role here, which is confusing to me.
I have a point of information.
Thank
Sarim.
You. Yes, ma'am. Sarim.
Is it the intention to deliver to the PNB the 16 pages from ESC and the 12 or whatever pages from True Ballot along with the chair's report when you get to L.A.?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're expected to review all of this and vote?
I have no idea how they'll handle this. I have no idea. That's irrelevant, and that's really out of order.
No, it's a question about how you intend to proceed. Since it didn't go with the package 7 days ahead of time, I'm asking how you intend to proceed.
Well, it's not up to us to proceed. We give it to them, and they decide what they're going to do.
The question is dilatory. The member is out of order, and the question is dilatory. Can we move on to a vote on the memo?
That's a piece of information that I certainly would like to have.
I will talk about it after the meeting is over because it's not relevant to this vote. Mary, I'd like
How
to proceed to
relevant?
A vote.
It's
point of order.
Your member is out of order. The member is out of order. Mary, can we
point
proceed to a vote on this motion, please?
Which motion?
The motion that you just read.
Our main motion.
Motion, please.
Sorry. There was a challenge on the floor. Has that been withdrawn?
I thought I heard Ted say that he
withdrew it.
Ted said he was willing to withdraw it if
The member is out of order. The member is out of order.
As a point of information, what is on the floor at this point?
We are voting on the main motion.
Someone just challenged the ruling of
the chair. I appeal the decision of the chair.
What is the status of that?
Oh, my God.
What is the status of that?
Ted is reinstating his appeal to the decision of the chair. Then, Mary, we need to vote on that.
All right. So we'll vote on the ruling of the chair that Ted's original motion, which I cannot read. It was very long, and I didn't write it all down. But
right now the motion is to appeal the decision of the chair. That's it.
Right. Okay. Okay, so Mary Berg.
Mary, would you clarify
ruling of the chair.
Uphold the ruling of the chair that motion is out of order. Thank you.
Yes,
and
upholds
that
the chair
is?
Or no doesn't.
Right.
That's right.
And that motion is?
That's what I can't, I didn't write.
Well, paraphrase
Ted had a long, long thing.
Ted,
you don't need
Ted
to. It's
it.
Just whether the chair's ruling is going to be upheld that is out of order.
To what? Hello?
I'm sorry if you were not paying attention, but we need to move on.
Carolyn, there's been utter confusion here for the past 5 minutes. As
only
a point
because,
of information,
only because
I am asking,
you have not been paying attention.
As a point
Ted,
of information,
I am
asking.
I am trying to explain to you if you will listen.
You didn't
Ted
seem
put
to know.
In a rather complicated motion that I ruled out of order, and he is appealing my rule.
Point of
and that is a simple point of it. His motion had to do with directing the ED and the CFO to do things to the proposal when and if they received it. And I ruled
point
that
of
out of order. Yes.
Point of information.
Yes, we're waiting.
Would the member, would you please ask the member to read the motion that you ruled out?
He declined. He said he simply wanted to vote on the appeal to the chair.
Madam Chair?
I didn't hear you ask him.
Madam Chair?
I know you didn't, but he declined. Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like to move for a one-minute recess so I can put in writing my motion that you say is out of order.
I'm going to deny that because the motion was made. We moved on it when it was not in writing. We all understood what the motion was and heard it, and now we are
now no
moving,
one can paraphrase it.
And now we are moving to, I believe I just did, and now we're moving to vote on whether or not my ruling is upheld. And I'm any other motions at this point are out of order. Mary, we are moving to a vote. We don't bring points of information when the vote is already
there
in process.
There is no vote being taken. I'm asking a question about the vote you're about to call. If
we
you're
are,
ruling...
I'm ruling you're out
order,
of ruling
Madam
you
Chair.
Out of
Madam,
order.
Madam
I'm ruling
Chair.
You out
of order
point now. Of order. I'm ruling
point
this
of
out
order.
Of order. Point of order, you're out of order.
Let's go to a vote.
Okay,
let's go to a
let's
vote,
vote and then she
order,
can
please?
Appeal that next.
Yes, please.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
this is to uphold the chair's ruling on.
On what?
Vote.
Why are you guys so afraid to let the man say what he's talking about?
He doesn't have it.
The member is out of order again.
He doesn't have it in
and
writing.
He
if
the
member
is
out of order, raise it. We would have been done by now.
If the member is not going to be quiet and let us go to a vote, I'm going to rule her out of order again.
You can appeal it next, Shireen. You can next appeal that ruling. Okay.
Mary, please.
I vote no. Carol.
No.
Wait,
I mean,
wait.
I'm sorry, I vote yes.
I mean, yes to uphold.
I'm upholding
yes.
the chair, right. Yes. Okay, and okay, Terry is gone. Patty?
Yes.
Melinda is gone. Richard?
Yes.
Serene?
No.
Okay, Ted?
No.
LaVarne?
Yes.
Carol is gone. Harrison?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Don?
Yes.
It's my writing, not that I don't know your name. I'm sorry. Deb?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. And 1, 2, no.
Is Carol
so
gone?
The ruling... Yes, she had to leave right after that last
mm-hmm.
vote. So that's 6 yes and 2 no, so mm-hmm. the chair's ruling is upheld, right?
Thank you.
Okay, now.
Now, next in order, there someone wanted to have
well,
an
Ted
additional
wanted
motion.
To make motion that
yes.
we
Ted?
Put
yes.
The, that we move, the we
I move that the PNB receive both proposals from ESC and True Ballot.
Okay.
I'll forward this in electronically in a moment. I've got it written. And that they refer them to the ED and the CFO for their review. If they concur with the recommendation of the committee and the PNB, negotiations should begin. If they do not, they should refer their recommendation back to this committee.
Point of
I'm going to rule that that is dilatory.
Well, point of order.
We just
please.
Voted on
this
that.
Was right. the ruling that we that you
this
ruled
did.
Out of order, and we
that's
upheld
right.
the ruling. The motion I thought Ted was going to make, since he said
let's
his main concern was
Mary,
that it get to the
it,
board.
Mary, let's
just
not go into
on.
What you thought he was going to say. The ruling is
okay.
I'm ruling it dilatory and out of order because we just
yes.
voted.
It's the same one.
On
he just
it's the same motion exactly. May I suggest that we move to a motion on the ESC proposal?
Need a vote.
On a vote, rather, so that we can, before we lose any more members.
I'd just like to make a short comment, if I may, on the main motion.
Okay.
I want to explain my votes a little bit. I'm going to assume that the PNB is going to be have forwarded to them both of the proposals. And I am going to abstain again because I was not privy to the discussion as to why the True Ballot proposal was rejected. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you for the explanation.
Okay.
Was that Harrison? Point
yes.
of information.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're still learning voices.
Now... So we're
right.
moving
Let's
to
vote.
Vote on our main motion, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As amended. Okay. Mary Berg? Yes. Carolyn?
Yes.
Terry's gone. Patty?
Yes.
Melinda is gone. Richard?
Yes.
Serene? I'm sorry.
Did you just call me?
Serene?
On the main motion?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Ted?
For the same reasons that Harrison just spoke, I am also abstaining.
Okay. Lamorne?
Yes.
Carol is gone.
That's
you
three votes,
one vote, Lamorne. Harrison?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Oh, right. Yes. Well, I have to ask you, though. Don?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. One no.
And two abstentions.
It passes.
Oh,
then,
very
right?
Fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's good. Thank you for that. And I will make sure that is transmitted. Both proposals are transmitted with the report. And I think that is the only other item left on the agenda tonight is to look at the report. And we'll amend it, of course, to include this proposal. Any other corrections or amendments? And before we get into a lengthy discussion of amending the report, please remember that any member is always free to put in a minority report from this committee or any committee to the PNB.
Madam Chair, I move.
Yes,
Mary?
Oh, I'm sorry. Someone else said something.
Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I was just going to move that we accept the report.
I have some.
Is there a discussion on that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Serene?
First paragraph. With regard to the two executive sessions, I remember getting a notice about one executive session. I don't remember getting two. So I'd like to be sure that they were both noticed, and if they weren't, I'd like you to indicate which one wasn't. That's one. One of these executive sessions was on a call that was scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Eastern, and I do think it's important that be mentioned in the report because I think it explains perhaps a certain lack of participation and why in fact some people seem to be privy to information that others are not. Is someone having trouble? I think it's #1 in order to mute your phone. The paragraph that begins, this would be, I guess, the third paragraph, the paragraph directly below the names of the committee members. Beginning much of the work of the committee, you indicated that there were only two companies interested in administering the elections, and in fact, I think you only requested this from two. At one point, you talked about three, and then the third one just sort of fell out of discussion without any explanation that I recall. In terms of the additional, if I'm going too fast for you, please let me know. In terms of the additional members of the advisory committee, please indicate the particular expertise that those four people, you mentioned that Art and Jack brought their technical expertise with regard to voting issues, and you might want to indicate that clarifying voting issues with regard to SDV. But the other four people are just sort of mentioned without any claim that they bring particular expertise to the process. With regard to the motions that were voted on the 19th, and this motion, it's actually a motion with, I think, three separate parts with regard to a collection of data.
What page are you on, please?
I'm on page 2, the bottom of page 2.
Still 2. Mm-hmm.
That's where that begins. Flipping over to page 3, you want medical insurance information on all staff, and I find that's very interesting. Very interesting. In fact, I find that whole thing very interesting. But in listening to the recording of that meeting, because I was not present for it, I noticed that we actually had a discussion on the first part of the motion, but that there was no discussion or vote on the rest. So I'm not quite sure what you guys intended there. And there are a number of other things that I think are just, you know, language that demands things of unpaid staff and demands and excludes people. And they use such broad language as in to all individuals with a legitimate interest with no measure of how to determine what a legitimate interest is. This is now on page 4. So there are quite a...
I'm sorry, are you objecting to the language of motions that the committee has passed? Or...
I'm saying that these particular portions of these motions
right.
never came up for discussion or vote in the committee, but I see they're in the report. With regard to, this is on page 4, with regard to the WPFW director election, I do think it's important that you should indicate that this committee took up this issue between the January PND meeting and the noticed date of WPFW. LSB's decision or motion had been presented to them to vote on whether or not they wanted to rescind the election of the directors, that the vote that confirmed that. And you should, I think it's important to indicate that while the board, the local board, was attempting to find some resolution, this committee in fact jumped in and took a position. So I do think the timing of that should be.
Serene, I'm going to, if I may, you've given some very long, detailed comments on a great many things. I think that your comments would be much better presented in a minority report rather than asking me to revise some of these things, which I cannot agree with and which I dispute. They're not all together facts.
Would you identify which ones you don't think are...
Well, I can't because I don't see them in writing. It's very late. I'm tired. This has been out there for a few days, and I would like to see your critiques in writing, and I would suggest that given the time pressure that you submit, you know, your own version of these events, the motions that have been passed... haven't passed. I don't know
how you
anticipate changing those. But
Carolyn, I was very clear that I felt that in listening to the recording that parts of these motions had not been discussed and had not been voted on. So in fact, if you stamped them passed, doesn't mean they were passed. But there were other areas of your report which I have challenged because they are, in fact, I believe, inadequate in terms of the information that you provide. I don't think you provide them in their proper context, and I'm asking you to include them. So are you, in fact, refusing to incorporate it into your report? You had said you'd be quite willing to do so.
I certainly would.
Don White, Don White would like to get on the stack.
Uh-huh. Yes, go ahead, Don.
I'm going to support the chair's suggestion that there be a minority report. One of the complications... at this late hour, I guess it's, 11:18 in the East, is that some of the suggested wording coming from the member is not acceptable to me. The idea of us jumping in as though we were not attempting to be part of a solution. So I support the chair's suggestion that a minority report be issued, because the only way that we could hammer this out is to take some of the contentious suggestions and then have a full discussion, and I think that would go till midnight back in the East. So a minority report will reflect the concerns without those of us who support the current report having to have extended discussion over exact wording.
Well, I don't think the chair needs anyone to agree on the exact wording, but I do think that there are important ideas here, such as indicating that we had executive sessions, two, only one of which apparently was even noticed as an executive session. There's no record of it. It's not recorded. It's not seen. And one of them was set to begin at 10 p.m. Eastern. And I think this is the kind of thing that when you're saying, okay, you know, we agreed to do X, Y, Z based on, in part, on executive sessions, it's important to indicate that the timing of these executive sessions and 10 p.m. is not a good time to begin a meeting. You know, unless it's a night job and you all gather at 9 o'clock or something, I do think it's important to include that in the meeting. These are facts. So she can dress it up however she wants, but I do think it's important that the board know that certainly there was a the whatever the intent may have been, the effect was that a number of people were excluded.
Well, clearly we disagree on what it is that you think the board should know, and I'm urging you again to write this up and put it in writing,
so,
and we can certainly deal with it. And
you are refusing.
I don't have enough facts. I disagree with your facts that the 10 o'clock hour was agreed upon reluctantly by everyone on the call almost.
Actually, I listened to the call, and some people talked about another day, and somehow we veered away from that.
Somehow we ended up with a majority vote for a 10 o'clock hour,
that's
which
not true,
reluctantly.
You need to go listen to the meeting.
Mm-hmm. I will certainly do that. Why don't, if you will give me chapter and verse, just to cite all your objections.
Yes, if
you have an objection and you think there's a specific misstatement of something that happened on a meeting, please cite the time, the audio, and give me approximate time so I don't have to listen to
this meeting
all
is a violation of what happened on our last meeting, and I gave you the times in my email, but we're still here.
I find your objections contentious and really diversionary at this point, and I'm going to ask if anyone has substantive facts. If you'd ship them to me by email, perhaps by 10 a.m. tomorrow Eastern Time, I'll be glad to reconsider them and revise the report of facts. Does anyone else have any other
Well, I think I was on the stack.
Yes,
and
Aaron,
I'd like
ahead.
To hope we could vote. Yeah, I have the notes of these sessions. They occurred. In fact, I was the one that pointed out that we had the sessions. We had notices about them. I can't summon all that at this moment unless we stay on the call quite long, but the announcements went out to the whole list because otherwise I wouldn't have known about them. As to all the motions, they certainly were all considered and all passed, and I have the votes on everything.
Thank you, Mary.
I don't know how to get all that to you here at 11:25 at night, but some of the minutes have gone out, and the motions are in there, and that went to the list. The 10 o'clock meeting was noticed like all the rest, and there was a reason for that. I forgot what it was, but it had to be then. We didn't have any choice, so...
I hear you, Mary, and I certainly have no question about your sincerity, but I also listened to the call, and I know that at least one other date was floated that wasn't picked up on, that wasn't explored before a 10 o'clock meeting was set. That's an executive session. And it seems to me that a higher level of inclusion should be in the forefront of the mind of a chair when it's an executive session, because there is no archive to which members can refer.
Well, the executive
I think
session.
It's a conspiracy.
I think
oh,
that
I think that
Serene's objections are diversionary and dilatory, if I may, and I would like to see them in writing.
Well, the executive
I think they challenge you over
was not at
and
10
mine,
o'clock.
And I am not too. I would like to consider them in writing before responding any further.
What were you saying, Mary? Someone talked.
The executive session on January 22nd was not at 10 o'clock. It was 11 at 10 o'clock. I was late to it. Now I can't find all this now.
May I suggest that we not debate these issues now? I don't intend to put anything in the report that isn't submitted to me in writing, unless it's an obvious factual or mistake here that someone can show me briefly. But I think that the member has a great many details which need to be checked and verified, and would take quite a few hours to verify. So I'm not going to add them in without all of that. And I'd like to see them in writing. Does anyone else have any comments to add to the changes that they think should be made or suggestions?
Well, can we vote?
All right, if we can move to a vote that let's go to the board as it is.
Okay. Mary Bird, yes. I vote yes. Carolyn?
I'll abstain.
Terry is gone. Patty?
Yes.
Melinda's gone. Richard?
Yes.
Serene?
No.
Ted?
No.
Lavarne?
Yes.
Carol is gone. Harrison?
Abstain, I wasn't there.
Okay, right. Don?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. And 2, no. And 1, 2, abstain.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that we adjourn.
Are there any objections to that?
I just want to let everyone know
I'll
that I am...
to that.
This is Ted. Did we establish an agenda, and is this a debatable motion because it's now changing the order of the agenda? That's a point of information.
I'm sorry, how is it changing the order of the agenda? We had two items on
it. We had two items, and we've completed
both
of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
She sent out an illegal agenda packing on a bunch of stuff that she couldn't do in a special meeting.
The member is out of order again with needlessly contentious and rude statements, if I may. Yes.
Well, I think it's a conspiracy.
I think the member, we have moved for an adjournment, and if there are no objections,
Carolyn,
I thank you all for a very good meeting, and I appreciate
Carolyn.
It.
Good
Carolyn.
Night, and thank you.
The meeting
Carolyn,
is
can we
stay
wait,
on,
Carolyn.
Ted, if
Carolyn.
You want to talk. Yes.
I just want to say I'm sending the minority report that you asked me to send to everyone.
Okay.
All right.
Who
did everyone
that?
Hear that?
That's fine.
I don't know who
okay.
said it, though. Who said it?
The chair, I think, said if you... If
no, who said they were sending a minority report?
Ted Weisskall.
Okay, it was Ted. Okay, I wasn't sure. It didn't quite sound like you.
The term minority report refers to a report given to the PNB proposed
okay.
by a director to the board to supplement or contradict or whatever the chair's report. So any minority report you send would go to the PNB. If you
right.
have corrections for my report, please send them to me. I'll be glad to consider them, Ted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for a meeting and for hanging in so late. I appreciate it.
Hallelujah. I still think it's a conspiracy, though.
If I could just say, I just do want to pay tribute to people on the East Coast. Knowing
yeah.
it's almost 11:30, many thanks to you folks for
yeah,
staying
really.
Up and being a part of
oh,
it.
Oh, well, thank you for
thank
being
you
there.
So much.
And thank you, Don.
Thank you for being there. And
Don, what do we get on in the central time zone? We don't get any grief. We don't get any
modicum amount.
You
of
are chopped liver.
Good night, Don.
No,
good night.
No, just
good night.
Chopped liver.
Good night, Richard.
Good night, Greg.
Sleep
good night,
well.
Gracie.